Welcome to the RegTech 2020 podcast. FinCrime, regulation, technology, news. Join the conversation.
Hello, I'm Alex Ford, and we're back with another episode of RegTech 2020, the podcast demystifying RegTech for financial services and other regulated firms in the UK, Australia, and beyond. We're doing things a little bit differently this month, and we're bringing you a special episode. It's a panel discussion focusing on women in RegTech in celebration of Ada Lovelace Day. That was earlier this week, and it's a day that recognises the achievements of women in STEM careers. And we've got some of those with us. We're going to hear from three fantastic women in technology. They're experts in their trade, and as you'll hear, very passionate speakers with great insights to share. So I'm really pleased we'll be introducing you to Victoria Martin, who is Head of Risk at 11FS, IHS Markets' Marisol Lopez-Milado, and Lucy Heavens, who's co-founder of RegTech Women. Before we get going, a little reminder, we're always interested in what you want to hear on future episodes of RegTech 2020. Is there someone you'd love us to interview? Please let us know. Tweet us at Encompass Corp or me, Alex K. Ford, in the Twitter sphere. And please don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. So it's time now to bring in our super guests. We've got Victoria, Marisol and Lucy, who've come along with lots to share on issues facing women in RegTech and the industry at large. We've got representation from a range of perspectives. So to begin with, it would be good to hear a bit about those backgrounds and what you do in the RegTech space. Marisol, how about we start with you?
Sure. Thank you, Alex. And thank you for giving me the opportunity of being part of this podcast today, which is quite an exciting topic that we're going to be discussing. So my name is Marisol Lopez Mellado. I work at IHS Markit, and as part of my role, I actually head KYC Global Services. For the last 10 plus years, I've been actually working for technology and data companies, where I've been helping financial institutions mostly and also corporations building their KYC compliance programs, as well as anti-money laundering and financial crime in general. So from due diligence to anti-corruption to anti-money laundering. And prior to that, I actually was practicing as a solicitor myself in the UK for a few years. So I never changed, even if I'm not practicing any longer. What I did is to move more into how I could help financial institutions and corporations implementing technology on their day-to-day basis so that they could comply with regulations. And I'm currently part of, you know, different groups such as Women in RegTech, but other women groups as well and supporting groups that we have within IHS Markit and other external groups as well. So really involved within the community to try to, you know, help and also get and develop even myself more and more within this this environment.
Awesome. Thank you, Marisol. So very much the reg and the tech and the meta topic of women in reg tech covered there. Great to have you with us. And Lucy, thank you for joining us today. It'd be great to hear a little bit about your background.
Thank you, Alex. So Lucy Heavens, I'm the co-founder of an association called RegTech Women. So RegTech Women are a network of women on a mission to drive more gender diversity in the industry. So we launched in February last year, February 2019. We've been around for about 18 months now or so, and we have a network of just under 500 women now that's supporting us, which is fantastic. But the RegTech Women role is actually a voluntary position. So all of us that are involved on the board actually have day jobs too. I always feel like a little bit like a superhero when I say this. It's like by day I'm marketing director at Wealth Dynamics, which is a wealth tech firm. But by night, I'm a RegTech woman. So yeah, I've been in the fintech industry for just under 20 years now, always on the tech side. Never had the pleasure of working for a financial institution. Not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But yeah, thank you for inviting me. I'm super excited to talk about
this. And a highly ranked influencer on Twitter as well, not to mention, with your fantastic profile image there, speaking of superheroes. And Victoria, if you could give us a little bit of info on your background. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you very much for having me. Hi, I'm Victoria Martin. I'm a senior risk and legal advisor at 11FS. 11FS is a fairly boutique consultancy that advise clients how to build digital propositions. So they can range from big banks to new fintechs. And I essentially help them sort of navigate various different regimes. So it's cross-jurisdiction. And can range from helping firms to get licensed to becoming operationally ready for launch. My background was I was at RBS for 5 years, working a range of first and second line risk roles, which was incredibly interesting. And then for the last 5 years, I've worked at a number of fintech challenger banks, so Tandem, Octopus, and also ClearBank.
Fantastic. Thank you, Victoria. And I've mentioned before, 11FS, a real inspiration for this podcast. So great to be able to have you participate today and bring that point of view. So speaking of RegTech and women's participation, a report released by the Cambridge Centre for Alternative Finance in 2019 tells us that 35% of the RegTech workforce is female, compared to 29% for fintech more broadly. I guess in your own cases, maybe whether that number sounds about right to you, and what was it that attracted you to work in the RegTech space to start with, Lucy?
I'm a bit of a geek. So although marketing is actually my profession, I've always had quite a kind of a strong passion for how technology is solving challenges in the industry. And about 5 years ago, I joined a tech firm that was solving compliance challenges around digital communications and engagement for banks. And this is where I was kind of really first introduced to RegTech. So if I'm honest, it wasn't really a case of being attracted to the industry. I'd love to say it was, but it was more like a kind of, you know, sort of fell into it. But
it found you with bringing that communications meets regulation, which is such a big area in FS, isn't it? And how about you, Marisol? You shared a bit that you've got that legal background and then came to how technology solves the problem. Do you think, you know, that number of 35% of female participation in RegTech sounds about right? And what brought you to the RegTech world?
So, I mean, it's hard to know if the numbers, probably they've done these questionnaires around, and they might be right. It's hard for me to know if that's correct. What I can say is that on my day-to-day basis, I see more women involved on RegTech, and this is really good. As for me, to be honest, it was almost by chance. So back in 2006, I decided that I didn't want to practice law anymore. Although my passion for regulations and law was still there, I wanted to do something which, it gave me the opportunity to continue within that field, but also to have more exposure to the external world and where were the challenges within financial services industry. So I moved from a law firm to start working for Bloomberg, which they provide data and technology to financial services. And after 3-4 years working for them, what I did is a master's on financial regulations. And it was then that, tipping point that I realized I really want to continue within this industry. I want to be involved in a place where, you know, now that I understand very well where the challenges are through regulations and seeing after the credit crunch how things were changing, how important was for regulation to play a key aspect as an enabler, right, within the industry. And it was then when I started looking more for RegTech positions. And that's what I did since then throughout those last years. So it was really by chance, but then, you know, I got it to a point where I decided that it was the right path for me.
Yeah, that's really interesting. That's a fascinating journey to get there. And, you know, all the while the industries are changing around us at the same time, aren't they? So it's all evolving. And Victoria, you work really at the nexus with fintech and regtech, don't you? Because FS 11 still is really helping fintechs, and you've worked in a lot of those neo banks and earlier industry pieces. What was it that attracted you and put you on this path with fintech and regtech?
I think mine was a fairly sort of natural progression. So I studied law at university and I didn't want to become a solicitor. So actually, I probably sort of fell into it. But actually, over the last 5 years, I've been really excited to see the development of tech and how it's actually, you know, the change of the reg environment is changing how we do banking. So, you know, it's been incredibly exciting seeing open banking and the development of, like, you know, new APIs and new startups, you know, emerging. I think what also I'm finding incredibly interesting is actually looking cross jurisdiction. So a number of our clients are based in the Middle East, and we're seeing a digital boom happen over there at the moment. And what I find fascinating is actually the changes in society and how that is actually affecting how individuals do their digital banking and how they manage their money.
Yeah, thank you. So three very different paths to being at the table today. So thanks for sharing those. Lucy, RegTech Women, you mentioned the mission is to promote gender diversity in the RegTech sector. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you're going about doing that and some of the activities RegTech Women are involved in and promoting?
Yeah, of course. So as I mentioned before, we're still a very young network, having launched just kind of 18 months ago, but a huge amount, or it feels like a huge amount, has kind of gone on in that time. But I think just for a second, it's worth looking back just to see kind of where, you know, how it was formed. So I met my co-founder, Sean Lewin, actually via social media with the, you know, the kind of the on Twitter, you know, talking about kind of reg tech and things like that. And we were kind of commenting on each other's posts, and then we met up at events. And Sean came to me one day and she said, I'm fed up with watching all of these male panels about hearing, you know, mostly men talk about reg tech, and where are all these kind of, you know, these women's voices that we know are there? You know, we need to do something about it. And that's when Reg Tech Women was formed. And we did some digging into the numbers, and you had some great numbers there actually that you quoted at the start. But we found some really kind of, yeah, obviously some really horrible stats for the tech industry as a whole. So in 2019, the UK added 60,000 new tech roles, but only 16% of those were filled by women. So you mentioned the 35% of the reg tech working force being female, and only 29% of those in fintech as a whole are filled by female. 17% of fintech founders are women, and only 3% of investments go to female founded firms. I mean, it's just, there's some amazing women, as we all know, in the industry.
And,
you know, this is what we want to do. We want to make it our mission to make this more widely known and to grow those numbers. So
yeah, absolutely. Some big targets there to go after in terms of room for improvement, aren't there?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's, you know, like our tagline says, you know, we want to promote and enhance the vital role that women play in driving and making the regtech industry a success. So over the last 18 months, we've held nine in-person events with topics ranging from AI and compliance on the kind of the tech side, to how women can take more risks in your career, and in kind of more of the softer skills to help with you know, help women progress in the industry. We always have women speakers. We don't mind having men, I have to say that. You know, we're all about diversity and inclusion here. So, you know, we always encourage men to come to our events, but we do only have kind of women speakers. We have lots of networking that takes place, and what's so lovely to see as well is a lot of that networking continues outside of our events, and people continue to share and meet up, which is fantastic. And then obviously because of the pandemic, a lot of our activities, or a lot of activities in general, gone online. So we're running online events now, including CV workshops. We've done a LinkedIn social selling workshop. We even have an interactive cheese tasting event that we're doing next Friday, which I'm really looking forward to.
Very good. Overcoming fun. the physical distancing with that one.
Exactly. Can't stop with the cheese. We have just launched a mentoring program as well, which is fantastic. And we've had such a huge response to it, which is amazing. So we're matching women up to help each other to build confidence, skills, knowledge, whatever it is that they feel that they need help with. And we've got a ton of other initiatives planned, including speed dating events for female founders and investors, more RegTech panel discussions to talk about how we solve these industry challenges. And yeah, it's just fantastic. We've seen the industry change, quite considerably. But, for all of us and me personally, I still think we've got a huge way to go from, encouraging more of the younger women or younger generation into the RegTech industry through to supporting women move up that career ladder and take on more kind of senior and C-level roles. And we've all just got to keep doing these little things and doing our part, right? Little programs every day, big results.
Fantastic connection and facilitation role that you're doing there. And like you say, all alongside your day job. So keep up the great work there. I know the response has been fantastic. I see so much about it online. So that's really good. And you mentioned there, about the tech side, and it makes me think of the reg versus the tech in reg tech, and, undeniable sort of poor results on the tech side, definitely. I'm wondering if there's more hope on the compliance side, because when I'm looking at, the speaker lists at compliance and regulation conferences, I actually am often pleasantly surprised by the number of female speakers. And I was looking into it a little bit. A study by the US Labor Department released in February this year showed that over the past two decades, compliance has been one of the fastest growing professions for women. And I do sort of sense that anecdotally as well. And I think it's a trend we see in the UK and Australia as well. But Victoria, what's your take on that? Do you see compliance being, maybe a bit further ahead, or the reg further ahead than the tech in reg tech when it comes to female participation?
Yes, most definitely. I think I'm going to be quite controversial here, but I think women are actually generally a lot better at compliance than men are. And yeah. I think one of the sort of drivers of that is actually the sort of skill set that is key for being a good compliance officer. So, it's so important to have good advocacy skills and to be able to see a multitude of different sides. One of the key things that, a good compliance officer will look at is, what can go wrong. I also think women tend to be a lot more risk adverse as well. And, that is your aim, is to make sure that you've considered all the risks, that could occur. What I do find quite interesting is actually the dynamics of men and women in different risk roles. So, for example, I tend to see cyber and credit risk much more male dominated than women. And I think that's probably because of the backgrounds. So, cyber tends to be obviously much more tech based skill sets, and credit risk much more mathematical. So we need to encourage more women to be applying for those disciplines. I think also compliance is a great profession, because it can allow people from different backgrounds to apply, and it allows you to actually cross over from different disciplines. From my experience, I've actually seen the bigger banks a lot better actually promoting women in compliance roles, and I think the fintechs could actually do a lot better. And I wonder if that's because generally compliance in some of the neo banks has come a bit later, so establishing mm-hmm. those frameworks.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Some good controversy there. You ladies got anything you want to debate or agree on that point? Some of the things about women's strengths or suitability, do you see that too?
Can Can I add something to that, actually? It's interesting, and I hate to kind of bring it back to the tech again. I know we were talking about compliance, but yeah. I read an article recently that talked about how technology has made it easier to complete kind of those discrete, risk and compliance tasks, which has increased this kind of flexibility around the role, around the risk and compliance roles.
Okay.
So, yeah. You know, it was saying that, you know, that how this kind of flexibility is drawing kind of more women into compliance roles. And then obviously mm-hmm. the explosion of regulation over the past 10 years has kind of kept mm-hmm. them there. So I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah, that's an interesting angle. I've got some controversy to throw in, which is something I was reading about, women being more inclined to take on responsibilities and tasks that benefited the group versus men often being more inclined to focus on things that benefit the individual. And if you looked at compliance as a task benefiting all or the greater good, you know, whether that had any legs, I don't know, but that was one theory I'd read in the past. Marisol, do you think that there's more suitabilities or sort of inherent strengths or weaknesses either way?
I mean, I wouldn't like to, think that men are not capable of also taking those responsibilities. I agree, with what it has been said that women tend to be more always looking for the group in the sense that, our organization skills and the way we actually methodically we start working, it's probably always inclined to do that, right? Mm-hmm. But I've seen also male colleagues like, very well organized and working together towards that same goal. Yeah. But for me, it's really, we've been discussing diversity and how to get into those roles. So, Lucy mentioned that throughout their, women in RegTech, they do have lots of possibilities for women to have that knowledge and awareness, which I think that it was lacking for many years because these roles are really quite new if we think about it, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The role of compliance within a financial institution, has been there for longer, but for many other institutions or corporations, it has really been something new over the last 10, 15 years, really, right? When the concept of corporate governance and compliance was really, really there. So for me, what it's really important to get to the goal of what we want to reach is to have that full diversity. Women and male.
Yeah.
And obviously compliance is one of those roles where you have to look after the group, mm-hmm. At group level, not at individual level. That I totally agree. I actually have read the same article that you were mentioning, Alex. Yeah. And, it's quite controversial. I think that I would agree that women are quite good doing these roles. And I've seen many, former colleagues that transfer from law into compliance or what Victoria was saying, right? This is a role that you can come from different backgrounds. That's the beauty of compliance.
Yeah,
You don't need to get stuck into whatever it is that you are doing. As long as you have the right skills and the good opportunity, you can always move towards that field.
Yeah, and always be so highly, highly valued if you are good in your profession and you have mastered those fundamentals. Like you say, if it's transferable, then, that's really such an asset. How can we replicate, the things that are working well, or I guess what lessons can we take from or share with adjacent industries to the reg tech sector? So either with law or where you're working in managed services, Marisol, is there lessons that we can take or learn or share, or is it, just broader systems across all industries that we need to work among?
I think that broader systems, at least within my field, that's what I've seen. I mean, the legal field is totally different because, there is actually a path career. So when you come into a law firm, either you want to become a partner or maybe most, lawyers, what they tend to do is to change. And I would say, I don't have an opinion as to how that has changed over the last few years because I left that field a long time ago, but I'm still in contact with many colleagues. And it's still probably not as advanced as any other fields, right? So it's still, highly male dominated, although that's changing. We are seeing, like, you know, in many law firms, like more women into leadership roles, and that tends to change. But I would say not as fast as in any other industries, such as technology or compliance. And I think that the lessons learned is really, you know, to the point of, first of all, I think creating awareness, it's very important. Like, many of our roles within that environment were not defined before, or they didn't exist in before because there was no such a need, right? So creating that awareness through associations such as Lucy's or networking, it's key. I also think that, you know, encouraging women to take more responsibility for those roles. So if you want to move into compliance, for instance, now, if you're working for a financial institution, you are actually having more responsibility and obligations, and they should be fully aware of that. But that shouldn't be a stopper. If anything, something for them to actually, you know, race and to become like those racing stars that we need. And the third point, I think, is really trying to create that diverse environment, which is key everywhere. I mean, I came to this country 17 years ago. I always had the opportunity to work for organizations where I was treated equally. And I think that for the industry to change and evolve, there has to be career progression for these roles. Okay, so we've been probably, or I've been part of that transition where the roles were created as they were needed. Now what we need to create is that career progression so that it's not about women just coming into this role, but how are they going to stay? How are they going to reach, to Lucy's point, those C-level and leadership roles, which is where we need more women. And working for organizations that, you know, believe on inclusion and diversity as being critical for the global success of the organization and to create those diverse teams, I think is key, as well as organizations that remain to be committed to increasing the female population for those roles as well as on board level. I'm lucky because, you know, IHS Market encourages all those inclusion and diversity platforms for women to be part of. And there are many ways how we can actually be part of that, and through leadership programs and, you know, creating that awareness, that knowledge and that network, in my view, is key for any field for women to actually progress within the RegTech environment.
I think, you know, it'd be really beneficial to have almost like a FCA or PRA endorsed sort of scheme across the various different fintechs to actually start sharing knowledge. And even actually doing an education piece for, you know, young women who are interested in entering the profession to actually understand how you get there. I think it can be quite daunting to understand actually, you know, how you get there and, you know, what you need to do. I think also, especially the new sort of, you know, the new neobanks, they could do a lot more in actually, you know, having good progression frameworks in place. I think a lot of them, you know, that can be a secondary, you know, thing that they think about, because it's all about, you know, launching new products rather than actually developing their people.
Yeah, very good. And what would you like to see? I mean, looking forward, what would you like to see for women in RegTech in, say, 10 years' time, Victoria?
I would like to see a lot more women on in C-suite and in board positions. I think also as women, we have a duty to actually help younger women to, you know, progress in the profession. So a lot more like mentoring schemes, for example. I've been always quite lucky. I've had support from people that I've worked with to actually, you know, to progress, but I think we could do a lot more in that space.
Thank you. And how about you, Marisol? What would you like to see for women in RegTech in 10 years' time?
I mean, I would agree with Victoria, right? More women on C-level. I think that we are still far from the ideal number. And not only women, diversity within different ethnicities as well, right? So to give opportunity to every single female in this world, to get into that C-level. And I would say that more support as well, right? So she really spotted what is essential, at least in my view, to progress within the this industry for the next 10 years, is that mentoring schemes, getting the support. But I think it's important that that support shouldn't come only from women, right? We need to educate males as well to provide support to, you know, young leaders that wants to progress on this career path, because without their help, we are still a minority, right? So we really need their help and team up here to be able to progress and reach out to that C-level.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're working within the sort of existing structures at play, then we have to have men at the table as well, helping in those discussions and raising awareness and supporting and sponsoring and mentoring people. Absolutely. How about you, Lucy? I mean, this must be something that you converse on with the group a lot, about where women in RegTech want to be in 10 years' time. What's your view?
Absolutely. It's such a difficult question, though. I mean, I went to this, I went to an event once, and Claire, it was from Innovate Finance, told this really great story. And she said her son asked her one day, "How do you know when we've won or when you've won?" Which I thought was an amazing question. But, you know, we think about that a lot. And I think it's super important for us to kind of decide as you know, as a group, or as an association, you know, what it is that we, or clearly define what that kind of good looks like, you know, what would we be kind of happy with? Because otherwise we're, you know, we're just a bunch of women really, you know, citing stats and proving the lack of diversity, which is, you know, we don't want to continue. So for me, I want to get to a place where we're not talking about it anymore, to be honest, you know, where we don't have to point out about all the, you know, the male panels, and where we see this really great mix, you know, in boardrooms, across the boardrooms and the C-level, you know, where there's a really good split in funding for startups. That's a, you know, a huge area. And I want to see young women coming into the industry, into the reg industry, and never ever thinking, you know, wow, there's a lot of men here. You know, it's kind of just normal for them to see that really great split.
Yeah, to not feel like the other. Well, that's a great aspiration and vision you've painted to end on there, Lucy. Really appreciate you sharing your thoughts. So thank you very much to Lucy Heavens and Marisol and Victoria for coming on today and speaking with us about women in RegTech. It's been fantastic to have you all on the panel. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of RegTech 2020. I hope you enjoyed our bonus Women in RegTech panel discussion for Ada Lovelace Day. If you have any suggestions for future episodes, please do tweet us at Encompass Corp or find me at Alex K. Ford. And don't forget to leave us a rating on your favourite podcast player. Thanks for listening, and speak with you next time.
The RegTech 2020 podcast. Join us next time for more conversation. Listen and share at podcast.co.